Thank you. Thank you very much. And greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Today, our star is Dana Andrews. And the title of our play, It's a Game. We are happy indeed to be back with you again and with our very fine sponsor, V. La Rosa and Sons. In this new series, we will bring you better stars and stories than ever before, and we hope that you'll be with us every day. Act One in just a moment, but first a word from your announcer, Wendell Niles.
Thank you, C.P. It's a real thrill to be back on the greatest dramatic program of daytime radio, and I'm doubly thrilled to be able again to tell the ladies listening about La Rosa Grade A macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles. Here's exciting food news, ladies. It's at your grocer's now. The great new 1949 Durham wheat harvest is in, and it's the finest ever produced. That means La Rosa brings you the most delicious macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles you ever tasted, because La Rosa's got the cream of the crop. You see, La Rosa is the world's largest user of fine Durham wheat semolina. So it's natural that leading Durham millers offer La Rosa first choice of super select number one cream of the crop semolina, the finest ever produced. Prove it to yourself by serving La Rosa Grade A macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles. Tonight, make the La Rosa three-way quality test. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the natural sunshine of the world's finest semolina. Taste La Rosa's luscious flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, with that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Get the brand with a big red rose on every package. Get La Rosa, America's largest selling macaroni, spaghetti, egg noodles. And for real economy, remember, it's a full pound. Now, once again, our producer.
The curtain rises on Act One of It's a Game, starring Dana Andrews as Robert Desmond. The scene in our play occurred some years ago in the racetrack in Scotland. Two countrymen are tense with interest over the outcome of the final race. Private wagers between them are to be paid at its conclusion. It is the moment of moments, the finish, with the crowd going mad. And now in the box on the upper tier of the grandstand.
A braw race, Mr. McIntyre. Highest, finer race as I have ever seen, Mr. McIntyre.
But your wager was on Heather Queen, Mr. Desmond. You lost, man.
Near £2,000. But your horse won. And finally, too. Very finally. Congratulations, Mr. McIntyre.
Name of heaven, man. Are you flesh or are you iron? You lose a fortune because your horse loses by a head. And your only words are congratulations for someone else.
But I'm glad for you. And now our private bit. Buckley. Where's that man of mine? Buckley.
Yes, Mr. Desmond, sir.
Oh. My American estate, Buckley. I made a wee wager with Mr. McIntyre here that if his horse beat mine in the race just now, I'd sell it to him at half its worth.
American estate, sir? You're selling that?
Aye, Barclay. What about the size? Around 8,000 acres, is it not?
More nearly 10,000, sir. Some of the finest terrain in all southern New Mexico, overlooking the Rio Grande.
It all seems perfect, lad, but I feel some guilt about that price. It's not enough.
It's the price I named, sir. Foolish or wisely. And there's not could induce me to take a farthing more. Anyway, not from a fellow Scotsman.
You're a broad lad, Robert Desmond. And then we'll meet in the morning to close the deal.
Aye, sir. And you know, it's only proper you should have an estate there on the other side. For as I recall it now, there was a McIntyre who practically molded American history. That, Signor Alberto, is the price I have named, and nothing would induce me to take a pasetto more. Nothing could induce me to... Oh, it's no use, Barclay, it's no use. We'll have to forget about Signor Alberto for a while. For some reason, the Spanish escapes me.
Ah, but if you'll recall, you also had trouble with Russian, sir, and you finally mastered it. The Spanish will come. It's only a matter of time, sir.
Indeed. And I'm not so sure that I care, Barclay.
Not care, sir?
I'm about fed up, Barclay. I'm tired of dashing from country to country, staying in one place only until we've lined up a victim, then having sold him, rushing away to someplace else. You may believe it or not, but I was positively reluctant to cash Sir Richard's check before we left London.
Reluctant, sir? But why? Is it your fault if people insist on buying your property from you?
Insist, Barclay? Of course, those little plans of ours have nothing to do with it. Accents and all the rest.
We didn't make human nature what it is, sir. And if it's a fact that a Scotsman will more readily trust a Scotsman, a Swede, and so on, are we to be blamed for taking advantage of that fact? Particularly when I have the accents to teach you, and you, sir, have the, savoir-faire to carry them off. Ah, what an actor you would have made, sir.
You flatter me, Barclay. But there's one thing you overlook. A matter of conscience. Aren't you ever the least disturbed by the moral aspect of our activity?
Not at all, sir. After all, you were the real victim in the first place. The injustice of it all. Your Uncle Joseph going off to America, then dying and leaving you 100,000 acres in New Mexico.
Uncle Joseph could hardly be blamed for dying, Barclay.
But he could be blamed, sir, for fostering false hopes. That trip we made, sir, to your American estates. And our first sight of them. Miles, actually miles of desert.
And the river, Barclay. Don't forget the river.
A damp mirage, sir, if I may call it that. A damp mirage complete with quicksands.
I've never told you this, Barclay. But there was a strong rumor that my Uncle Joseph came by the entire 100,000 acres in a poker game.
A poker game? You mean he won, sir?
No, Barclay. He lost.
I believe it. And now what of the future, sir?
The future, Barclay?
Quite, sir. The only prospect I've been able to line up for us, sir, is Signor Alberto. But if you feel your Spanish is not yet equal to the task, well...
Suppose we simply rest a while, Barclay. What time do we arrive in Nice?
At 7, sir.
Good. That won't be too late to catch a train for Monte Carlo.
Not Monte Carlo, sir. Not Monte Carlo. Surely you remember the last time.
Barclay, there's an indescribable something that draws me to Monte Carlo once again. And this time I shall win.
Very well, sir. But, Mr. Desmond, just in case you shouldn't, sir, wouldn't it be well to, remain incognito for just a day or so? When you first arrive, I mean.
In other words, you want me to lie low while you line up another victim. Is that it?
You put it so eloquently, sir. After all, there is still that one last section of your American estates to be disposed of, and...
Oh, Barclay, you're right, as always. And it shall be done. Until you find out what nationality I can afford to be, I'll compromise by being international with my French. But you needn't fear I'm going to win. I have a system, Barclay, that can't miss.
Make your place, mesdames, messieurs.
I beg your pardon, sir, but could I be troubling you to put this on my number?
Comment? Que voulez-vous?
My number. 27 it is, and I can't be reaching it. Would you be so kind as to...
Monsieur speaks no English, mademoiselle. Here, if you please. I shall place it for you.
Thank you. Oh, three.
Oui, the mademoiselle is correct.
Oh. And these are my last three chips, Mr. Banker. And I'm the one who always swore I'd break the bank at Monte Carlo. Tell me, what are the chances of you doing something about it this time?
I can try, mademoiselle. And make your place.
I beg your pardon, monsieur, would you? Oh, but I forgot. You don't speak.
Maybe, mademoiselle. Facet, comme ça?
Yes, 27. I didn't think that you understood. Oh.
Oh. 26 and black. Oh. What a pity, mademoiselle. You missed by a single point. You wish more chips?
No. No, I don't think that I'll be playing anymore. I thank you just the same.
Croupier.
Yes,
monsieur. Garde mes jetons.
Oh, eh bien,
mademoiselle. Mademoiselle.
Yes, who is it? Oh, it's you.
Oui, mademoiselle.
Well, monsieur, I'm hoping now that because I asked you to place my bets for me in there, that you don't think I'm... Oh. But you don't speak English, do you?
No. But perhaps I do speak a bit of Irish.
Well, glory be. Oh. And will you be telling me what was the idea of a fellow Irishman playing the Sphinx on me in there? And all the time I was trying to keep those foreigners from...
Sure, winning. And you mustn't be quitting when you've lost. Come back and play until you win.
Well, now, to be truthful, I've no money left.
I'll lend you some. You can pay me back from what you win.
And do I look to you like a girl who borrows money from a total stranger?
But I'm not a stranger. We're fellow countrymen. Probably the only two Irishmen in the whole of Monte Carlo, just at this moment.
Oh, do you think so now?
And as for knowing each other, let's quickly remedied. I'm Robert Desmond.
Are you indeed?
Well?
Well?
Is that all you have to say?
And what should I say? Hurrah?
Well, the truth to tell, I was just slightly curious who you might be.
Oh, worry you now. Well, truth to tell, I might be almost anyone at all. But if it's really curious you are, my name is O'Rourke.
O'Rourke? A fairish name, O'Rourke.
Oh, is it indeed? And perhaps you'll find Eileen is only fairish, too.
Eileen. Sure, and it would be a name like that. Eileen, Maureen, Kathleen. A name as Irish as the Isle herself. Faith, and no other name would suit you. Have dinner with me tonight. Luncheon tomorrow.
Dinner, luncheon, which do you mean?
Well, why not both?
Ah, but you overlook one thing, Mr. Desmond. There happens to be a certain Mr. Thomas O'Rourke, who happens to be my father, and who happens to be at Monte Carlo, too.
Your father? Well, bring him along. Both of you be my guests.
All right, perhaps we will. Mind now, I said perhaps. Then on the other hand, perhaps we won't. Good night, Mr. Desmond.
Good night. Good night, Eileen.
Ah, Mr. Desmond, sir. You must have won, judging by your face, sir.
Won, Buckley?
At the roulette, sir, surely.
Ah, can you imagine it? Sure, and I'd clean forgot it ahead.
Sure, and you'd clean forgot. And may I ask, sir, when the green mantle descended?
Just 10 minutes ago, Barclay. I told you we should have come to Monte Carlo.
Indeed, sir.
She's beautiful, Barclay. She's perfect. You should see her eyes, blue and laughing. Her hair, with just the faintest shade of reddish to it. Ah.
If I may make so bold, sir, who is she?
Her name's Eileen Barclay. Eileen O'Rourke.
O'Rourke? And her father, sir? He wouldn't be Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes. As a matter of fact, he is.
Ah, then you were right, sir. Monte Carlo has brought us luck. To think that you should have started it off so well.
Started it off? What are you talking about?
The girl's father, Thomas O'Rourke. I had him all picked out. He's our next, our final victim, sir.
The curtain falls on Act One of It's a Game, starring Dana Andrews. Our great star and our distinguished cast of La Rosa radio players return shortly for Act Two of It's a Game.
It's a wonderful game, CP. I mean the game of delighting people with the world's finest foods. For instance, I'm going to get a great kick out of telling Dana Andrews our recipe for spaghetti with shrimp tomato sauce a la Rosa.
You've got us drooling, Wendell. Let's hear that La Rosa recipe quick.
Okay, CP. Here's a La Rosa treat that's guaranteed to please Dana Andrews and all the ladies listening, too. All you need is La Rosa Grade A thin spaghetti, some shrimp, and your favorite tomato sauce. Put them all together and you've got a real banquet. Just wait till you hear the family rave over that luscious La Rosa goodness. Easy to prepare, inexpensive, delicious. For the detailed recipe and 100 other wonderful La Rosa treats, consult your La Rosa cookbook. Or if you've not gotten yours yet, send for your big 64-page recipe book today. It's free. Write La Rosa, that's L-A, capital R-O-S-A, care of the station. Now prove La Rosa's superiority yourself. See, taste, compare. Make the La Rosa three-way quality test. One, see La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine tone of the world's finest semolina. Two, taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious. Made in the La Rosa manner by master macaroni makers. Made the unhurried old world way for that just right, firm yet tender texture. Three, compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. That's the reason it's America's largest selling brand. Now back to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater stars and our famous producer, C.P. McGregor.
Now, Act Two of It's a Game, starring Dana Andrews as Robert Desmond. 3 weeks have passed, three extremely Irish weeks, and to the despair of Barclay, the final sale of the last of the American estates has not taken place, and it looks as though it never will. For as our curtain rises...
My father and I both wanted to say goodbye to you, Robert.
And it's been a privilege knowing you, Desmond, that it has.
I'm honored, Mr. O'Rourke.
You've probably guessed by now, Robert. My father isn't overfond of America.
And why should I be? Aren't you overfond enough for the both of us? Since she was four, she's been talking about going to New York. And you haven't helped it any, Robert, with talk of those estates of yours.
I'm sure they couldn't compare to your Dunelly Castle, Mr. O'Rourke.
You can be sure they don't. We may not have 10,000 acres, but we've traditions. 800 years of them. And a castle that Brian Boru himself...
Come now, Father, eh? Father. Robert's not interested in all of that. And besides, you started to say goodnight.
I did, didn't I? Well, goodnight. Goodbye to you, Desmond. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Eileen, you're coming along upstairs.
I'll be just a minute. Please, Father.
Well, see, there is no more. Goodbye to you, Desmond.
Goodbye, sir. I don't believe it.
What don't you believe?
That I'm actually talking to you alone. Do you realize I haven't since that first night?
When I was so unlucky at roulette, and you were playing your system? Whatever happened to that system, by the way?
I think the less said about that, the better.
You've had bad luck since you've been here?
Bad luck? The one real piece of luck I've ever had was when a blue-eyed Irish girl happened to have the place next to me at the roulette table.
Robert.
Eileen.
I must go, truly, Father.
And when shall I see you again?
Who knows? We sail tomorrow. And Castle Donnelly is pretty far from the Desmond Estate in New Mexico.
You're right. It's much too far. What can we do about it, Eileen?
How would I be known? But of course, if when my father and I sailed on that boat from Marseille tomorrow, if a certain Irish-American should happen to be on board, if he should happen to all of a sudden get extremely interested in old Irish castles, well, all I can say is Thomas O'Rourke is a very hospitable man. Good night, Mr. Robert Desmond.
Eileen.
Yes, Robert?
Have I ever told you how beautiful you are?
Not unless I'm supposed to hear things from your eyes. Then maybe you have, a little.
Have you never felt things too deeply to be able to find just the words for them?
I can imagine it, Robert.
Eileen, listen to me.
I'm listening.
The time I've lost in wooing, in watching and pursuing, the light that lies...
in woman's eyes has been my heart's undoing. That's how the rest of it goes. Did you forget?
No, I didn't forget. But those are someone else's words, Eileen. And when you have verses from me, sure, and they'll be my own.
Will they now?
And there's something I want you to remember. Will you do that?
I'll remember. I promise you.
And it's this. That there are times when a man can hate himself for what he is. And wish with all his heart that he was something else.
Sure, and that's a strange thing for you to say.
Well, it takes the place of a lot of other things, I'd rather say.
I see.
Eileen, look at me.
There's no need.
You...
And now, you must listen to me, Robert. Donnelly Castle, despite all that you've heard my father say of it, I hate that place. And there's nothing I want more than to get away.
Eileen.
Remember, you said once that you might dispose of your estates over in America. Well, I've been talking to my father about them.
About buying them?
No, about trading them. Trading our estates in Ireland for yours over there. And I believe that with your help, my father could be won around.
You want me to help you sell your father?
Oh, please, Robert, please. America has always been my dream. And from what you say of your estates, there's no place that I'd rather live. Please, Robert, please help me with my father to the trade. You must, Robert. You can't know what it means to me.
Well, Desmond, you've seen Donnelly Castle for yourself. And if you've a heart, you've come to feel much of the tradition that clings to her very walls.
I have indeed, sir.
But since Eileen has got her foolish heart set on this American estate of yours, I'll indulge her in this, as I have in everything since she was born. We'll make the trade. You have here the map of your estates?
Yes.
Here it is, sir.
and I took it on myself to have a solicitor draw up a bill of sale, sir.
10,000 acres. And you value it at £10,000.
That's the figure, sir.
And that same amount is only a fair price for the castle here. I have an agreement drawn up, too, and here it is. All ordered and shipshape. And O'Rourke signing away Donnelly. Oh, well, what matter how I feel, I'll...
It matters a great deal how you feel, Mr. O'Rourke.
Eh? And what is it?
A telegram just came for you, Father. It is marked urgent.
A telegram?
Yes.
Well, no. Oh.
Father. Father, are you...
Oh, I'm all right, Eileen, all right. It's just that our agreement, Mr. Desmond, I shan't be able to go through with it now. I'm sorry. Believe me, it's impossible.
But Eileen, my dear, if your father's in some sort of trouble, there's a chance that I can help.
Oh, you couldn't, Robert. Believe me.
I'll believe you when you look up here at me. And tell me what's wrong. You must, Eileen.
All right. All right, Robert. My father can't trade Donnelly Castle to you because he must sell it at once for cash. He must have money. Now.
But why?
Investments, Robert. Speculations that were worthless. And now there's a debt that must be met, and only cash can meet it.
How much does he need?
Nearly 4,000. So you see, there's no hope, Robert.
Is there not? Perhaps there is. Eileen, how much is Donnelly Castle really worth? In cash, I mean.
Why do you ask that?
Because I'm going to pay your father what it's worth. And with the understanding that when he's ready, he can buy it back for the same price.
Oh, Robert. But why?
Why? Because you've made me want to be something I've never been, Eileen. And this is the beginning.
Robert.
I love you, Eileen.
Oh, I can't. I can't do it.
Eileen, look at me. You're crying.
You've got to know, Robert, I'm not...
I'm not what you... What are you trying to say?
That I'm not... What are you trying to say?
Just this. That I'm not Irish, that my estates in America are desert, and that I love you.
Robert! Oh, Robert!
What were you trying to say?
That I'm not Irish. That Dad and I never owned more than an option on any castle in creation. And that I love you.
Darling.
Oh, my sweet. Oh, if only I'd known you were a phony from the first. The torture it would have saved me.
Sure, and what about... and what about me? So, from the beginning, I've been the victim of a hoax.
Yes, from the beginning, darling. That night in the casino at Monte Carlo, Father picked you out especially because you looked so honest and so dumb.
And of course, there have been other victims before.
Oh, a dozen of them. Robert, we've sold so many castles in this country for 3 times what they're worth.
And I suppose that each of your victims fell in love with you.
I'm afraid they did, Mr. Desmond. Do you mind too much?
Mind? Come here.
I'm here.
I suppose you know that you're a shameless woman.
Completely.
And that you should be turned over to the nearest constable.
Exactly. Along with you.
Always. Always with me. From this day forward, you have my word on it.
Only your word, darling?
No, by heaven.
Oh, my darling. My own darling.
Eileen, did you... Eileen!
Mr. Desmond, sir.
Hi, Dad. How's the old man?
Greetings, Barclay. How's Trix?
Oh, really, Eileen? Now, I ask you, is that any way...
Oh, relax, Dad, relax. Huh? We'll stand out as comedy relief. We're playing this scene straight.
What?
This would seem to be wolf meeting wolf, Mr. O'Rourke. I'm not going to buy your traditions, and you're not going to buy my desert.
Oh, sir, you shouldn't have said that, sir, if you don't mind my saying.
Well, I do mind your saying it, Barclay. Which reminds me that you're fired. But if you can conceive of yourself as being honest again, we'll take you back to America with us. Right, Miss O'Rourke?
Right, Mr. Desmond.
Eileen, you mean we're going home?
I'll say we are.
And now that I think of it, I should have been back in America long ago. You know what, Barclay?
What, sir?
As I recall it, there was a Desmond who practically molded American history. And if there wasn't, there's going to be.
And so the crew... curtain falls on Act Two of It's a Game. Our star, Dana Andrews, will be back to our La Rosa microphone in just a moment.
See, taste, compare. Prove to yourself the superiority of La Rosa macaroni, spaghetti, egg noodles. Tonight, make the three-way La Rosa quality test. One, see La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine color of the world's finest semolina, the cream of this year's great durum wheat harvest. Two, taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious. Taste that just right, firm yet tender texture. Three, compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Serve it often. Enjoy real economy. It's the greatest food value on your grocer's shelf. Enjoy a La Rosa treat tonight. Get the brand with a big red rose on every package. Get La Rosa, America's largest selling macaroni, spaghetti, egg noodles. And for real economy, remember it's a full pound. Now, once again, our producer.
Dana, I know that our audience is familiar with the story of your rise to stardom, how you got interested in dramatics at the Sam Houston College, and after graduation, you decided to become a singer, went to New York, came to Hollywood to become an actor or a singer, and found a job as a service station attendant in the San Fernando Valley. And then you enrolled in the Pasadena Playhouse. Is that right?
That's right, C.P., and I rather thought that I might get, if not the lead in my first production, well, anyway, the second lead. So they handed me a spear and asked me if I got the point. I did.
Well, Dana, it certainly led to many wonderful things for you, such as your introduction to Sam Goldwyn. Yours has been an amazing road, but an eminently successful one. And on behalf of La Rosa and myself, thanks again for being with us. Be sure to listen tomorrow, Dana, and ladies and gentlemen, when we bring you lovely Anne Jeffries in the delightful play It Takes Two. Until tomorrow, then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.